The Guardian.
Hello, I'm Catherine Shaw, and before we hear the show, we just wanted to point you in the direction of our sponsor, Squarespace. For more information on building your own beautiful websites, go to squarespace.com. Now on with the show. Hello and welcome to The Dailies, The Guardian's daily-ish roundup of movie news and reviews. Now, I'm joined by Ben Lee. Ben, there is really only one news story doing the rounds this morning. Julie Walters has lost an earring. The Brooklyn star mislaid a diamond leaf number at some do she went to last night, and she was worried about it because it was only on loan and it was worth, quotes, probably more than my house. Ben, I have two questions. How much do you think Julie Walters' house is worth? And what have we come to if this is the most exciting thing about the BAFTAs?
I wouldn't like to guess how much her house is worth.
Go on.
I'd think like a million, but
yeah,
I don't think an earring's worth a million, is it?
I don't know. I don't really know
about
that.
Well, ask the fashion girls, they'll know.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that that's the biggest story explains why the BAFTAs is a bit boring compared to the Oscars and the Globes, really.
Yes, that is what we were saying should have been trending last night, is BAFTA's so boring, isn't it, rather than...
Well, yeah, because the Oscars is always seen as boring compared to the Globes, because they can get drunk at the Globes. Compared to... the Oscars is fun compared to the BAFTAs, Christ.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because they can get drunk before the BAFTAs, and you think Brits would be all boozy, but... Oh.
But it's quite early, though, too, isn't it, I guess? Because
I guess it
finishes by... 9-ish.
Yeah, in real life.
Not stupid transmission time.
Yeah, that is a shame. So the sort of real controversies, joshing aside, were Rebel Wilson, really, who came on stage and said three things that people thought might be offensive or might be very funny. I'm going to ask you what you think of them in a second, but I'll just read them out. She said... She wants to win future BAFTAs, so she's been, quote, practicing my transgender face. She said about BAFTA's drive to increase its mix of voters, she said, and that's what we all want to see in life, isn't it? Diverse members. Because she meant...
I get it.
And then she said Idris Elba was making her nervous, because she said, I'm sociologically programmed to want chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think Idris Elba's face sort of summed that up. He laughed politely, then he actually just put his finger to his lips as sort of like a shush, like a polite shut up.
You sometimes do that to me.
Yeah, that's for a variety of things. I don't want you being offensive, maybe annoying. But, I don't know. I think I'm conflicted because the ceremony was so dull and a lot of presenters were so dull that at least she livened things up a little bit.
Mm.
Although she made this joke about the fact that she's not been invited to the Oscars because they're racist. And that's the third time I've seen that joke made by her in the last week.
Mm.
So I think we've said this before, Rebel Wilson is a talented comic actress, but she's not a natural comedian. So a lot of her material is quite repetitive when she gets to write it herself.
I think that's true, isn't it? I mean, one is always when one interviews Rebel Wilson, one is very excited because she's just very funny and sort of interesting. And then she's not funny in real life. If she's scripted, she is very funny. And I think that's a product of social media now, that you have these, you can't repeat jokes too much because, you know, one's heard them. So Sacha Baron Cohen saying, I'm here to present the award for Best White Actress. We'd already heard that and reported on that from the red carpet. And then he repeats it in the ceremony like 4 hours later by the time the time lag has happened, and it seems a bit disappointing.
But and I think it really shows up the choice of presenters too. I think they're smart at the Globes to always get people like Kristen Wiig or Bill Hader or some SNL comics who are natural comedians and they're writers too, and they're naturally funny whatever they do, whereas I think trying to get actors to be funny sometimes when it's I just think it doesn't always work. And I think last night the choice of presenters, some of the matchups were so odd, and some of the people they brought on to present awards, like Olga Kurylenko, is never going to be the funniest. She's never going to create a viral moment, is she?
No, what about Tom Cruise? He was pretty funny.
He's hilarious. Yeah. You were saying Tom Cruise, whenever he presents an award, it's usually one of the big ones at any of the ceremonies, and his delivery is always so dry, and I'm pretty sure he must say to the organisers, I won't do any skit or anything funny. It's always like, these are the nominees, here is the winner. Like it's quite dull. And there were lots of talk about him looking like a... What was that tweet? A late 90s Sandy Toksvig?
Yeah. I don't know how a late 90s Sandy Toksvig...
I haven't got a timeline
of really
her
looks,
really.
She hasn't really changed much. I saw her in a lift quite recently, and she looked pretty similar
to... Tom Cruise.
I don't know about that, really. She was, but she looked, She looked recognisable from Call My Bluff days. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a shock. She's aged well.
Were you happy about any of the winners, or did you find them a bit dull?
So The Revenant swept the board. It got, what, four or five?
Yeah.
It got picture, actor, director, other bits too. And Mad Max did pretty well. It got four.
Craft ones, mainly.
Don't count. And Carol was completely snubbed. Carol and Bridge of Spies went into it with 9 nominations apiece. Bridge of Spies got 1 for Best Supporting Actor for Mark Rylance, and Carol got absolutely zip. I think The Revenant's dominance is quite boring now, but I don't feel the others were kind. I don't begrudge it because I'm not really behind The Big Short or Spotlight to the extent that I feel that they was robbed. What about you?
No, I mean, there's nothing in the race really that I think. I think Mad Max is probably the one film that I can actually get passionate about. It's in the race, but I think the Revenant winning isn't a massive surprise. I think it's interesting that Brie Larson won because there was some talk that Saoirse Ronan would get it for Brooklyn. And I think the fact that Brie Larson has won the BAFTA means she's like as much of a lock now as DiCaprio is for Best Actress.
I thought you were saying it in a weird way. Right,
And then I think supporting categories, though, I don't think the BAFTA choices really mean that the Oscars will follow through, because I still think Stallone will win over Rylance when it comes to the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about supporting actress, though. I think that's kind of the most open field in the main categories.
It's Winslet.
Winslet, yeah. And
yeah, but she's won almost everything, hasn't she? I mean, surprisingly.
Actually, you ended up, yeah. I mean, it's not a role that you really... I mean, it was solid, but it's not a role that you really care that much about. I kind of thought Vikander was better, even though The Danish Girl isn't a great film. I thought Vikander at least had more to do. But Vikander was actually up for Best Actress for The Danish Girl.
That's right. The
BAFTAs, it's confusing.
But Ex Machina, a lot of people like that, didn't they? You think that would get some love. Yeah,
Brooklyn winning Best British Film is a bit of a boring, safe choice, especially when you look at the actual nominees in that category and you have The Lobster and 45 Years,
which
really
are both
good really
nominees,
good, interesting films, and they pick the safest, most Oscar-nominated film of the lot.
Yeah, it's a real shame that. But there we go. People are crazy. I suppose the other controversy we would talk about is Stephen Fry coming off stage and then telling Twitter to fuck the fuck off because it criticised his joke about Jenny Bevan. And he said, because she was a costume designer, and he said, trust a costume designer, come on, looking like a bag lady or something like that. Which actually is quite rude. I mean, maybe they are friends, but it does feel a bit rude.
Yeah, even if they are friends, maybe he should have said that straight away, because I do think... Even if my friend, if I dressed up for an event and my friend in front of the whole country said I look like a bag lady,
particularly,
or a bag man, I guess.
Or a bag lady might be.
Or a bag lady is probably worse.
No, it's probably fine, but don't be gender.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think that's right. And I mean, and it's also pointing out the discrepancy between her profession and her look, which sort of makes it a double burn, really.
And a lot of people said it was quite misogynist too. I think he generally didn't go down that well. Last night on Twitter, if you look at some of the comments on the site already, people weren't that impressed with his routine last night. I think he's been doing it now for 15 years. And I think that they need to freshen the BAFTAs up a little bit. I think last night proved that. They had this attempt to do something viral with the kiss cam at the start of the award ceremony where he got various couples to try and kiss on camera like it was a sports game. And it was a bit of a flop, really, because Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander, who are an actual couple, refused to play along, so they cut it out of the TV transmission.
But they kept a sort of mention of it. They had to keep a sort of mention of it, didn't they? And so it just sounded really baffling unless you knew that had happened. Yeah. A strange night.
A strange, dull night.
Like so many.
Yes.
Right, well, that's all from us for today. You can find out more about the exciting BAFTAs on the site. And also, very excitingly, you can see Peter get attacked by an actual bear on Hampstead Heath, because it's the first in our daily Oscar hustings videos, which kick off in which a member of the team cheerleads for a particular film to win Best Picture Oscar. So it's back to the grindstone for us. You can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, and we'll be back same time tomorrow. And I'll just leave you with the words of Stanley Tucci last night talking about making Spotlight. It was like mucking out a stall at the end of every day. Bye.
Bye.
You're more than your day job. You know that. If you're interested in starting your own side gig, then check out the Side Hustle series from Guardian Labs and theguardian.com/sidehustle. Helpful videos, articles, and a podcast, all brought to you by Squarespace. When you're ready to build your website for your side hustle, head to squarespace.com. Their sites look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, no coding required. You build your website with these intuitive, easy-to-use tools. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.